Welcome to the Representing Rural podcast by Rural Community Alliance. And we are back for a new season, a season that I am very excited about. During this season, and we hope to run this up until the November elections, but we will be interviewing or talking to people who are seeking public office from rural places across the state of Arkansas. And our first guest is Mr. Yabro out of Searcy County. So I'll let him tell you about his current position, and then we'll get into the questions that I have for him. How are you doing today, Mr. Yabro?
Hey, Candace, I'm doing great, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on with you today.
Thank you for joining us. So just let the people, the listeners, know about you. Like, who is Alan Yabro, and what do you currently do?
Okay. Well, so I've been in public education for 31 years. The last 27, I've been an employee of the Searcy County School District. The last 8 years, I've been the superintendent of schools here in Searcy County. So you can see that I've spent my working career as an educator. I'm going to be retiring at the end of this year. So the board, you know, I gave the board my letter, and so I am going to move on to whatever that next phase is in my life. I feel like I feel very strongly about public education, especially rural public education and rural schools, because that's who I am and that's where I've been. And so that's kind of what's inspired me to take this next step and to run for the Arkansas House of Representatives here in District 27, which includes Newton, Searcy, Stone, Izard County, and a part of Baxter County. So when you talk about rural Arkansas, District 27 is probably about as rural as you can get.
For sure. So being a public educator for seemingly all of your life, that is what inspired you to run for public office?
When you've been a public servant and being involved in public education, you're definitely a public servant. And, you know, there's really no aspect of our everyday community life that you don't impact or you don't see impacted, you know, as a school person, and especially as superintendent. I've been involved very heavily in every aspect. You know, I told a group the other night, you know, we run 13 bus routes. We've got 550 square miles that we have to cover. And so transportation is a huge part of what we do in the Searcy County School District. And so not only do we have to worry about getting kids to school and home, but then we also have to worry about making sure they're fed when they get here. Yes. And, you know, there's just a lot of things that impact those kind of things before you ever get to the part of being able to educate them. So those are all things that I feel like being in the role that I've been in for the past 31 years, you know, has allowed me to see those things firsthand, see the issues. And hopefully I can make a difference in some of those issues and some of those struggles, you know, that schools and communities are facing right now in Arkansas. And so I think I've got some ideas and some things that, you know, I can bring to the table, and hopefully if the voters will elect me here in District 27, I'll be able to go down and represent them in the state legislature and help to maybe solve some of those problems. Because I mean, the problems that we face here in Searcy County, they're statewide. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're a rural school, high poverty school, mm-hmm. you know, that's consistent with all of Arkansas. And so hopefully with my insight and my background, you know, maybe I can bring some new insight to some of those issues and try to solve them, not just for the voters and the people in District 27, but the state of Arkansas as a whole.
Yes. So if you are elected to this office, what do you hope to accomplish with representing the people in District 27? And as you said, even throughout rural Arkansas, what are the maybe the top three things that you hope to accomplish if elected?
Well, okay. So I'll try to give you a short answer, and then it may get a little broader, but
take your
but,
time.
You know, obviously education is a priority to me. You know, making sure that we have good schools, whether you're in Marshall, Arkansas, or, you know, you're in Monticello, or wherever you may be, I want to make sure we've got good schools, and we've got high quality schools, and we've got schools that are, preparing students for their future, whatever that is, whether that's going to college and getting a degree, or whether that's going to work, in a trade. I want to make sure we've got good schools. So that's number one. Number two is that, you know, and this may be more focused for Searcy County and rural Arkansas as a whole, but we have a real opportunity right now to, I think, bring broadband to these rural communities. And so I think that's critical. And so that is a top priority for me for two reasons. One, there's a huge need for it. And number two is that, you know, I do think there's money out there to available right now to help support that and make that happen. So we need to take full advantage of that. I can speak to Searcy County. I've been very heavily involved in this. And you know, the one thing that the pandemic taught us is that we need to be prepared to do a whole gamut of things, you know, whether it's education or whether it's business, but we need to be prepared to do that online. And we're grossly underprepared here in rural Arkansas. And so broadband is critical. You know, we found out in the school system that it's impossible here in Searcy County, next to impossible, to educate students when they're not sitting in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to be able, going forward in this state, we've got to be able to educate kids, whether they're sitting in the classroom or they're sitting at home. We've got to be able to do that. And the only way to do that is to make broadband available to every home in Arkansas, regardless of where they're at. And so that's a huge priority for me, you know, with those two things. I would say those would be the top two. But then you get on down into, we need jobs. We need to be able to put people to work, especially here in Searcy County. I say this all the time to people, you know, Searcy County is one of the best places in the United States of America to come here and to raise a family, because I believe we've got good schools, we've got good people, but it's a terrible place to try to make a living. And so we need to work very hard, you know, to try to find people that want to come to rural Arkansas, invest in rural Arkansas. And when I say investment, invest in such a way that we're going to create new jobs. There's going to be things for people to do that they can make a living, and they can live in rural Arkansas and raise a family and enjoy all the benefits that come with that. And so those would be my top three, Candace, you know, is you know, schools and getting broadband and creating jobs.
I love it. I love it. I can attest to the people in Searcy County. We work with Searcy County for years, Rural Community Alliance has, and I always feel welcome there. I always feel like I'm at home. And they always receive me with open arms. So being a very rural place like Searcy County is important for us to create, you know, that quality of life that's needed for people to thrive. So I agree with your agenda on what you want to accomplish.
Hey, and I'll say this, you did an outstanding job at the Greater Searcy County Chamber of Commerce banquet last night. I appreciate everything you said. And I certainly appreciate what you're trying to do here with the grants that you've worked very hard to get for us. And hopefully we can develop this relationship with Forge Institute and bring some much needed job training and ultimately jobs to Searcy County. So and not just Searcy County, but all of rural Arkansas. I say Searcy County because that's where my heart's at. That's where I'm from. I was born and raised here. But when I say Searcy County, I'm saying all of rural Arkansas. That's who Alan Yarbrough is going to represent I'm going to represent the voters in District 27, but I want to work hard for rural Arkansas.
Well, thank you all for having me last night. I thoroughly enjoyed my time there with the Greater Searcy County Chamber and its members. So those are the things you hope to accomplish and represent if elected. Is there anything different from what you hope to what you commit to doing? Are there any, I guess, more tactical things that you will commit to doing if elected to office?
Well, you know, I guess I could answer that question a lot of ways, and I don't know if any of the ways that I'm going to answer is maybe what you're looking for, but you know, being a public servant means you got to be responsible, and so I take that very seriously. I'm going to be responsible for the voters, you know, and so that's a huge thing. I want to be responsible, and being responsible means that. You know, you've got to be willing to not just work for your voters here, but you know, we've got to be able to work together as a state, because, you know, listen, there's, you know, when you travel across the state, there's a huge difference in what people have and what they're able to do. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I get that. If I wanted to live in Northwest Arkansas, I could have a whole lot more amenities than what I have here in Searcy County, but that's not where I want to live. That's not where I want to raise my family. And I want to believe that there's a lot of people in Arkansas that feel the same way I do. They enjoy visiting Northwest Arkansas. They enjoy visiting Central Arkansas, but they want to live right here. And so, you know, I want, but in order for me to be able to do what I would like to see happen in rural Arkansas, it's going to take everybody working together. And so, you know, I'm responsible to the voters, but I'm also responsible to the people of Arkansas trying to work to move Arkansas better. Cause I really believe this. I believe if we can improve the quality of life in rural Arkansas, we're going to improve the quality of life for everyone in this state.
Yes.
And so that's what I want to strive to do. Now, you know, you may need to guide me here. That may not have been the answer you were looking for, but you know, obviously coming together and being able to work together and collaborate together and compromise together. And I think that's what it's going to take for us to move the state forward.
Yes. Yes. You gave me the answer. You know, I'm accepting whatever answer you have, but thank you for that. Okay. The last question I have, with, I guess, along the same lines of something that you are committing to do, what are some foreseen, if that's a thing, obstacle, or what are some things that you see as obstacles to being able to accomplish your agenda of rural public education, broadband, and uplifting and empowering the rural workforce? What are some obstacles that you see now for that?
Well, yeah, and I think right off the bat, you know, is obviously, you know, finding the resources to be able to do the things that we'd like to do. You know, Arkansas is a poor state. You know, when you look at us and you compare us with other people around, I think Arkansas has always done a really good job of taking the resources they've had and doing the best they can. And we got to continue to do that. I think with the technology and the things that are out there, you know, we've got to do a really good job of taking the resources that we've got in this state and making the very best use out of them that we possibly can. And I think there's a real opportunity to do that. You know, I think the work that's been done, you know, by the governor and the legislators of trying to really do a good job of managing those resources and putting those resources in place where, you know, they can do the most good. I think they've done a great job of that. I want to see us continue to do that. But you know, taking those resources that we have and making sure that we're spending them correctly and we're doing the right things with them so that we can, you know, we can do the greater good for everyone in this state. And so that's our challenge. You know, I think that's our challenge. It's our challenge with our schools. It's our challenge with our county governments, our city governments. You know, how can we help get them the resources they need to do the good work that they need to do? And, you know, I'm a firm believer in local control. And I don't think there's anyone that understands your local schools better than the people that are running your schools, and that's your school board and your superintendent. I don't think there's anybody that understands the needs for cities any more than your mayors and your councils, you know, and it's the same way with your county government, your county judges and your quorum court members. You know, they need to be the experts, and they need to know what those needs are that their county needs, because obviously every county, every city, every school district has different needs. And so we need to be able to support them and, you know, make sure they've got the resources to go out here and do the things they need to do to help move their counties forward. And so that's going to be the biggest challenge we've got. And, you know, I'm not a person that believes that the only way you fix problems is to throw money at it. I don't believe that. I don't think that's the way. I don't think that's the solution. I think what your organization does with trying to get communities to come together for the common good and work together and support one another, I think at the end of the day, that's one of the biggest things that we can do in this state is to move us forward. And when you get those groups of people that are coming together and they've got a common goal and they're working to reach that goal, and I guess what I'm trying to say is when you get those things in place, then you can take the resources you have, whether they're enough or not enough, and you can do a tremendous amount with that.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Yarbrough, for joining us today. Do you have any parting words for the people in District 27 that you hope to represent?
Well, I'd just like to have the opportunity to represent them. You know, I have a passion, you know, for the public and working for the public. You know, I you know, the people that know me, I'm passionate about my school. I feel like that, you know, I've been in a position here again that has prepared me to take this next step to go and to represent, you know, all the people in District 27 in the state legislature. And I will assure you of this, that, you know, it's a job I'll take very seriously. And I'll work very hard for them to improve the quality of life for everybody in this district. And, you know, so that's what I want to do. That's what I'd like to have the opportunity to do. And I hope that in May that the voters will give me that opportunity to do that.
All righty. Are you on social media or anything where people can find you and follow your campaign?
I do. I have a campaign website and, Let me make sure I say this right. I'm going to have you bear with me 1 minute. I know you don't have a lot of time for me to hunt things up, and I should do a better job of having these things in front of me, especially when I know that I might get asked that question. But I have a campaign website, and if they want to go check me out and look at me, it's AlanYarbrough4Arkansas.com, and that's A-L-A-N at Yarbrough, Y-A-R-B-R-O-U-G-H, the number 4, Arkansas.com. And so they can go there and or they can just go to Yarbrough4Arkansas.com, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter. And so they can kind of see who I am and, you know, have some other things there that I have on there that I'm very passionate about and want to work on, you know, as well as broadband and jobs and roads. And, you know, I want to see us improve, you know, our technical training opportunities out there, career technical training for students. I want to see us grow those and develop those. And, you know, we have a real need in rural Arkansas for quality health care. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic has showed us that, you know, we've got some mental health issues from all this that need to be addressed. And so, you know, all those things are on there, kind of what I want to, you know, I want to focus on.
All right, everyone. So you heard how to reach out to Mr. Yarbrough and learn more about his campaign. It has been a pleasure speaking to you today. You take care.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, thank you for having me on. And I appreciate everything that you and your organization does for rural communities in this state.
Thank you. We can only do it by, you know, having partners like we do in Searcy County. So thank you all. As always, I end each episode with Rural Power Moves. And I would like to dedicate the Rural Power Moves of this episode to David Beckwith. He passed away last month. David was one of the best mentors I ever had. In fact, the Power Moves segment of each episode was his idea. To know him was to love him, simply put. So, David, this is for you. David believed in rural people. He believed in organizing rural people. So, he'll definitely be missed. So, the only rural power move that I have for today is, as we know, on March 1st, the filing period ended for those who are seeking statewide seats, partisan seats in the state of Arkansas. So, I would like for everyone to make sure, for one, that you are fully clear and you understand what district you're in, as far as like your senator, representative, because we did just have redistricting. So some lines change. You may not have the same person representing you, but you also may not be within the same district that you were in previously. So especially in our more rural places, our lines changed and you could be across the street from another district. So just, I want you all to really be sure of which district you're in first. And then you need to become fully aware of everyone from the statewide level, for sure, who's running for office in your district. I know there will be some school board elections that will be held in May as well. So if you do have those local elections going on, be on the lookout for those too. But I know like the mayor, city council members, they have a little more time to officially file, from my understanding. So they may not have officially announced yet, but we do have, of course, our statewide seats that have officially announced. So one, make sure you understand and you know which district you're in as far as your senator, representative, quorum court. Make sure you understand where your district, where your zone lies. And then just become, you know, familiar with those who are running for office that hope to represent you. It's the time to get to know them, learn about them, especially if it's a primary, because that means they'll be up in May. So that's the only rule of power move that I have for today. And again, I dedicate this to David Beckwith. Thank you all. You take care.